Space News 71. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of March 28, 2025. Commenting on past news, we now know who the Irma cat was who insulted the Federation representative who was giving the Irma a complaint after they jumped in and out of hyperspace in a low Earth orbit, which is very much against the Galactic Federation rules regarding large starship management around an inhabited planet. They did so to force away an Alfreton craft that had been harassing my fleet. The Irma cat was Ari the Tiger, the one you know well, and this is logical because it is he who receives most of the messages, as he is in the communications deck of their flagship, the Avian One. And up to now, the Galactic Federation has not dared to answer the Irma back as they prefer not to mess with the cats. He answered the Galactic Federation complaint with one single coarse word in Spanish, and no, it is not the one you concluded on social media. He used a much stronger word, and considerably coarser, but I cannot tell you which word he used as it is highly inappropriate for a girl like me to be even mentioning such words, so I must leave this subject here. In the next piece of news, in Talika City Tema, former Queen Alanim Alexandra has exited her medical pod a few days before she was officially expected. She had been in it recovering from a strong poisoning attempt she suffered last year, and had been in her full immersion wet pod for the last 3 months, but that is in Taygeta time, as on Earth it is the equivalent of nearly 5 times as much time. Former Queen Alanim has recovered well from her medical problem and from the medical pod itself, as it takes a few days to be fully awake and functioning. As she stated on Taygetan media last evening, she will not be returning to Earth, at least not shortly, as she will dedicate herself to living her life on planet Tema, doing all that she couldn't because of her role as the Taygetan Queen. She said she was exhausted from managing all the problems she had to face, including those of planet Earth and all the interactions that it implicates, so she needs some healing rest. Former Queen Alanim stated on Taygetan media last evening that she will not be returning to politics, and she also stated that she backed me up completely, so for those out there who wish her return to power, therefore removing me, no, I will not be going anywhere. I am now the full Taygetan Queen as I have been for many months now. Even though I am only 17, I am fully capable, full of energy, and fully able to take on any responsibility and defend against any foe. I've got what it takes to be the Taygetan Queen, and I am here for the duration. In the next piece of news, just yesterday, my fleet ran over something made by humans after we made an engine burn to correct our altitude and orbit. It looks like we moved into its orbital path by accident, and we couldn't move away from it as it came onto us too fast, and large starships such as the ones in my fleet don't exactly turn on a dime. Judging by our frontal cameras and sensors, the object appears to have been a large telecommunications satellite, which slammed against Starship Sardaclea's frontal shields directly in front of her bridge and CIC area at an extremely high velocity. The satellite broke up into several pieces, and as it passed the Sardaclea, what was left of it was vaporized by the frontal shields of Starships Atlas and Saskawan, just a few seconds later. Atlas and Saskawan were orbiting behind Sardaclea and at close range. Up to now, we don't know what we hit, nor to whom it belonged. No one has claimed it, and apparently no one has been missing it, so it was probably just an abandoned satellite that has ended its life cycle, but we don't know for sure yet. So if any one of you is missing it, or is without internet, sorry, it was our fault. There is a lot of garbage in space, especially close to Earth, and I am quite surprised this does not happen more often. Now shifting the subject a little but still concerning low Earth orbit, there is a lot of talk on alternative media about whistleblowers informing that there are, or have been, military maneuvers in space involving the United States Space Command and the Chinese. As if there were a fight, or combat in space. What I have to say about that subject is that there is nothing new going on out here in low Earth orbit, as human spacecraft of the secret space program, or of Space Command, which is the same thing to me, as well as Chinese and even Russian spacecraft have been maneuvering militarily for decades now. They all play a Cold War-like, cat-and-mouse, sick game, very similar to the one they also play with submarines and the naval fleets shadowing and hunting them, and as has been going on since at least the decade of the 1950s. There is nothing new about space maneuvers and Earth humans. What does call out my attention is the mere fact that they are mentioning them now. They appear to be at least starting to acknowledge the fact that there are many large spacecraft in space around Earth, just as my group has been telling you for many years now. This may also be a precursor to the infamous false alien invasion, but only time will tell. At least they are prepping the public with the fact that humans maneuver in space in starships they have not officially declared to exist. Adding to such maneuvers, the Alphratons from Alpha Centauri also heavily participate with their human counterparts, therefore the Galactic Federation is not only fully aware of such maneuvers, but is also permitting them. Talking about the Earth-human side of them, we can classify such space maneuvers into two categories. The first is the ones which involve officially recognized spacecraft, which are very primitive technologically speaking, and the second is the one involving highly classified spacecraft, fabricated with so-called alien technology, by retro-engineering captured craft, as they claim, but which in reality we know was given to humans, by several star races, but mostly by the Alphratons from Alpha Centauri. This, without discarding the possibility that they actually did retroengineer at least some craft from other star races, which they downed using highly specialized, radar-based weapons, designed to blind the alien craft's frontal sensors. Therefore, its artificial intelligence could not judge its altitude and other parameters, causing it to crash. Moving to another subject. I noticed that there has also been a lot of talk on human media about new discoveries in Egypt, under the Great Pyramids. As they have stated, by using highly specialized ground-penetrating radar, they were able to detect the presence of several structures hidden or buried in, or under the pyramids, including 8 very large cylindrical objects going over 800 meters deep, and ending on something that resembles large cubes, which in turn appear to be part of a large subterranean city lost in time. Although my group never mentioned any of those large cylinders, we did mention the existence of a large underground city right there under the Giza Plateau. As stated before, the city is there and in at least 2 levels, one above the other, and contains proof that the pyramids were not built for the official purpose, as tombs, which is laughable. They were free energy power plants, and those underground cylinders most probably are part of the grounding mechanisms to exploit the Earth's natural voltage as efficiently as possible, creating a different polarity with the one in the atmosphere, therefore causing an electric discharge that can be harnessed and used. What is also interesting is that even though all those new findings were presented in a press conference, and with scientific evidence based on what the ground-penetrating radar can see, all that information is now been discredited by the defenders of the official version, such as the infamous Zahi Horas, who is considered to be the highest authority in all things Egypt, but that we know is working for the powers at be, and most probably has been instructed to do everything possible to discredit anything new out of Egypt. He must do so, as what is under the Giza Plateau is enough to collapse the matrix on Earth, with tangible evidence that history is false, and that there were other highly advanced civilizations on Earth before the one of today. As we have been saying for a long time, you can see here how what is officially imposed as the truth is what counts and not the evidence. Therefore, the ones in power have a complete monopoly of truth, which does not represent the real world, nor does it reflect true facts. The saddest thing about all this is that most people in the human population will believe those lying authority figures over tangible facts, because so far as I have seen, now there are countless videos belonging to all kinds of authors who are questioning the facts, and believing the official statements coming from cabal-appointed Egyptian authorities, just because they are an officially recognized specialist. Most probably, all this subject will soon be forgotten, or placed in the category of fringe science, and nothing more will progress out of it. Before I go, and as I have been talking about things that are going on closer to Earth today, I'd like to say a word about the European Union's notice to prepare for at least 3 days of chaos. This is not the first time they make announcements of that kind, and therefore please don't take what they say so seriously, and don't fall into fear, as it is more of their strategies to cause angst among the population of planet Earth. As the cabal is always causing some kind of distress all over the planet, of course, they may probably do something, but they do whatever they will do anyway, and as what they want is to maximize the population's suffering, they would never tell them to prepare for anything they will do, at least not properly. Yet they also say something to the people to liberate karma, as their sick belief systems dictate, because that way the fault will be on the people, for not preparing, and not on them. Of course, it is their fault, but that is what they firmly believe. What they do all the time is create a constant angst to keep the vibration of the planet as low as possible, and also so the population starts to lose interest in preparing, as they are constantly exposed to potential threats, which most of the time do not materialize, very much like in the old Cry Wolf anecdote. Therefore, fewer people may prepare in case something happens, because they no longer believe in what they are saying. Also, notice how carelessly they designed and wrote the alert notification. As they stated in it, people should have cash at hand because in case of a crisis, it would be the only kind of money worth anything, or that can be used, for example, in the case of a total power failure. But, they also just said that they would implement the digital euro, removing all tangible, physical money, so they contradict themselves. And then they contradict themselves even more, as I also found that the European Union stated that physical tangible money, coins and bills will not disappear, and that the above statement that it will be removed with the digital euro, is false. Anyone with two working conspiracy theorist neurons knows that what the cabal is aiming for, and planet-wide, is the removal of all the physical money. Prepare as much as you can, but do not fall into fear, as this is only more of the same old strategies the cabal throws at people. They are always up to something, and we cannot know what is coming exactly. Living on Earth is always a challenge. Be wise, be fearless, and be strong. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.